second hour, and I'm going to kind of cut the music short on this and go ahead and bring Dylan back in. I hate to do that. I love that song so much. Dylan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I just wanted to get that out real quick about the EPL Panama, but go ahead and continue on with what you were saying. Sorry.
So what I've picked up from you, and you're a former officer in the United States Merchant Marine.
Well, no, they have me in this weird position. I went to Kings Point. It's the United States Merchant Marine Academy. We come out with also a Naval Commission and everything else. We're presidentially and congressionally appointed. We have all these enormous protections, which go towards the separation of powers so that basically we can't be touched. And they're allowing not only private shipping companies, but also protection indemnity insurance clubs and huge corporate law firms to come after individuals like myself who blow the whistle about corruptions that are going on in the maritime industry in the United States Merchant Marine. To where now, we literally almost have no merchant marine left. Again, 97% of our cargo is carried on foreign flag, foreign built, and foreign owned vessels, rather than as required by law under the Merchant Marine Act of 1936, which is part of the Jones Act, that mandates the majority of U.S. cargo imported and exported be carried on American flag, American built, and American crewed ships. Part of the reason for this is an issue of not only civil defense, but national security. And you can think of weapons of mass destruction, and if some terrorist in a helicopter jumped onto the Exxon Valdez or some other like large oil tanker, and I'm throwing out the Valdez because people understand what happened up in Alaska, as it was coming into, say, San Francisco or something, and ran it aground and had a huge oil spill like what happened up in Valdez, happened down in, say, San Francisco. Talk about a hiccup in the economy, not just in California, but the world, and what would happen in such a planned terrorist attack, quote unquote. That's why we're supposed to be well protected and well provisioned for as valid federal and oftentimes military officers like myself who are embedded within the industry to stop the kind of corruption and labor racketeering and other stuff that's going on, where people are actually paying for jobs as federal employees. When Kings Point itself is a sister academy to West Point and Annapolis, there's five federal academies, and FDR in the 1940s, and it's one reason why we've been under attack. These guys hate FDR. They hate the New Deal. They hate any kind of public trust or public servants. They've actually embedded, executive officers from the corporations, from the private world, not only as the executive officer, chief executive officer, the president, but also within the judiciary and even our legislature. But go ahead and continue on real quick. And we've got our guest, Dave Messer. Let me check with Kelly real quick. Kelly, are you there? Okay, Dave's holding on the line. Dylan, if you want to, if you can hold on, we'll try to get back to you a little bit more. But I want to go ahead and bring Dave on, and you might want to listen to this. Dave, as a city council member in Arcata, California, has brought articles of impeachment against President Bush. We're going to go to break right now, real quick, 800-313-9443, and we'll come back with Dave Messer from city council from Arcata, California, right after the break. Okay, I guess I have about 30 seconds before the break. Dave, are you there?
I certainly am. Hi, Eric.
How's it going, Dave? We've got 30 seconds just to get you introduced and to say hi before the commercial break, and then we'll come back with you right after the commercial break. But if you want to throw something out real quick.
Well, yeah, just that what we actually did was we passed a council resolution calling for the impeachment of Bush and Cheney for various crimes against the Republic and the Constitution.
And that would be not just the Republic of California, but also the United States itself.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, we're going to a commercial break. Let me throw out the number and stick with us, Dave. And
okay.
Dylan, if you want to, we'll try to get back to you. But we're going to focus on Dave here for at least 15 minutes or so. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
People, we're back. This is Eric Schein with the program In the Zone, and we have Dave Basur on. Dave, you there?
I am here.
Okay, can you continue on? Why have you done this? Have you brought articles of impeachment against our illustrious president
and his vice president? Of course, it's actually up to the Congress to bring the articles of impeachment. What we have done is asked our representatives in Congress to bring those articles of impeachment, because we believe that right at the basis of this is the oath of office that we all take. And from the city council all the way up to the president, we swear to uphold and to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it's our belief that right now we are under attack. Our Constitution is under attack by a domestic enemy, namely this administration. And that's shown up in the illegal approach to the war on Iraq. It's shown up in the torturing of prisoners, and it's shown up most recently in the NSA surveillance of American citizens in violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Do you realize that a lot of what is going on, like the eavesdropping, is actually being targeted against people like yourself and others, specifically both governmental and corporate whistleblowers, people who are in the know, people who are from the professional class, many people who are well-educated with, you know, years and years of experience, who are trying to blow the whistle on what's really going on, not only within the government itself, but the corporations, and, you know, you can go on into and include bankruptcy courts and everything else with all the bankruptcy law changes. But they're targeting any and all dissidents, just like King George did, and revolutionary time period, but now it's coming from within our own country by our own government against our own people.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think, you know, whether whoever the surveillance is of, and I, you know, whether it's someone who may have connections that make them think that he may be a terrorist or have connections there, whatever crime a person has committed or is suspected of committing, there's something called called due process, and there's also something called probable cause, and that's right there in the Fourth Amendment. And without probable cause, no warrant should be given. And without going, we already have the FISA court, and it's my personal belief that the FISA court has gone too far in making it easy to get warrants. But it is there, and if the president had wanted to authorize surveillance, he can authorize surveillance and under the FISA laws, and 72 hours later, get the warrant for it.
Well, no, it's not just 72 hours later. That's in normal, peaceful times, quote unquote, which I don't know if we've ever enjoyed real, quote unquote, peaceful times with the war in Panama and Grenada and the Balkans and Iran and Iraq, and, you know, you can go on and on. But at some point, I'm sorry, I totally lost my train of thought there on the...
I'll jump in there while you're thinking, you know, it's like in time of war, there's certainly...
time of war, and that was the point, was they have 15 days rather than 72 hours.
Uh-huh.
And that was what I was trying to get at, is that they actually have more than 72 hours. They have 15 days to go ahead and carry on surveillance, but at some point they have to go before that court and prove why they are carrying on that surveillance. And at some point, if they're doing it because they want to make money for themselves on the stock market and go ahead and listen in on Warren Buffett, the court's going to say, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, well, the real point here is that we've got a president, we've got an administration that sees fit to violate the Fourth Amendment. They've basically are trying to overlook the fact that we have three branches of government which are supposed to provide checks and balances for each other. And they're trying to establish the executive branch as the supreme branch of government without checks and balances. And that's known as tyranny or dictatorship.
Well,
and,
you know, you understand this whole concept that they're trying to tout and put out there about the unitary president or unitary executive?
I don't think that cuts the mustard.
Well, not at all. But you know what they're trying to say is that at some point Congress is its own unit. It is self-sufficient. It has its own legislative, executive, and judicial powers, as does the executive. It is a branch unto itself, and so is the judiciary. And they're trying to underfund and basically, you know, kill the branch of the judiciary and even the legislature to some point to where everything is all done under the executive.
Well, exactly. The thing is about this, what we most often get from people who don't think we should be doing this as a city is, you know, why should a city be standing up? You know, you've got potholes to fill, you've got other things to do. Well, I spend 90% of my time taking care of infrastructure for the city, taking care of planning issues, you know, all the issues that have to do directly with the city. But at a city council level, I think that's kind of our most local, it's our most accessible, and it's our most intimate form of government. People actually know, in the town, actually know me and know the other council members. And so this is the point where grassroots democracy can take effect, where people who are upset by what's going on in the federal government can express that dismay through the city council. And it's been very effective in fighting the Patriot Act, and I think it's also a good way to call attention to what's going on in the imbalance of powers in our federal government.
Well, it's not just the federal government, because a lot of the state governments are basically abdicating authority and jurisdiction to the federal government.
Exactly.
You know, you live in California also, and I'm not real happy with what's going on here either. So it's not just at the federal level, it's also the state level. But you do bring up an important point that at some point, and if you look back through history, it's always been quote unquote, the people and the local councils and the local boards and the local legislatures, you know, police force, wherever you want to go, whether it's the legislative or executive or even judicial branches locally that have driven for the changes that we've all, you know, at least come to enjoy, or what we thought we had come to enjoy over in the last, you know, 50 years or so. But we're starting to realize that a lot of that. And I want to ask you specifically, do you have any personal experience with the Administrative Procedure Act? Because I know there's a state, there's one in California, there's also one in federal, but to some extent what they're trying to do, and this goes to the whole idea of unitary executive, is to where they're using the Administrative Procedure Act to basically take rights and privileges and property from people from under executive authority, to where you are denied due process from under the judiciary, whether it be the IRS or, you know, other federal agencies under the executive, to where they're coming in and actually using the Administrative Procedure Act to counter-prosecute people, especially whistleblowers and complainants from under the judiciary, and use either license issues, like, you know, I'm an officer in the United States Merchant Marine, went to a federal military service academy. I have a Coast Guard license. They've used that authority over my quote-unquote Coast Guard license, even though I'm not in the Coast Guard, to come after me and use the Administrative Procedure Act to do so under executive authority, and actually pulled me out of, you know, judicial proceedings that were going on in federal district court and counter-prosecuted me for my complaints. And do you have any experience with the Administrative Procedure Act at all? Or
I really don't. I mean, I can certainly understand your distress with what you're describing there, and I think, you know, it is getting very dangerous to be a whistleblower. People who are, you know, people who have leaked documents, civil admins, you know, who leaked the FBI documents about 9/11, before, about all the information they'd come in before 9/11, you know, of course lost her job, and then they attempted to prosecute her.
Right.
So, you know, at whatever level you're blowing the whistle, I think there is now a danger of retaliation from the government.
Well, and you see what's happened with Ambassador Wilson and his wife,
right,
and others. Yeah, and I mean, they don't respect any, there's no, I guess, break-off point between who they will and who they will not attack. It's fair game. Anybody who comes out either opposing this war, either in Afghanistan and or Iraq, or the upcoming wars, because give me your personal opinion, not as a public official, but do you believe that they're trying to push for war in Syria and Iran and other places right now?
Oh, I think, you know, our war in Iran is almost inevitable at this point. It's probably going to start with an Israeli attack on Iran that we will then back up. And it will probably take place almost entirely from the air. And, you know, once again, an undeclared war, an unconstitutional war, and a war that, you know, really does not need to be fought. I mean, we look at you know, the threats of weapons of mass destruction against us are so slim, in a way, compared to the weapons of mass destruction that this government wields around the world. And until we're actually obeying the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, I don't believe we really have a right to go after other countries that are, you know, developing nuclear weapons.
We're spreading depleted uranium all over, not just Iraq and Afghanistan and the Balkans, but here in the United States on various firing ranges.
Yeah, well, the depleted uranium is another issue, but certainly one where we've poisoned the land in Iraq all the way back in 1990, and there are huge rates of cancer among the people who live in the area around Basra and southern Iraq. So, and yet the United States government continues to deny it. And then we have GIs coming home sick and with unknown ailments, and the government refuses to look at the possibility that that's from depleted uranium.
Well, there's, I think out of the 528,000 that served in the first Gulf War, 312,000, I believe, are on permanent disability because of unknown, you know, and it's clearly from handling and being around radioactive material, radioactive isotopes in the form of quote-unquote depleted uranium that is not fully depleted. It's still radioactive and will remain so for 4.5 billion years. We'll take a caller after the break. If you can hold on, Dave, we'll take a couple callers and see if they have some questions for you. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, people, we're back. I'm Eric Schein. This program is In the Zone. And today we have on Dave Meserve, a city council member from Arcata, California. Dave, real quick, I wanted to touch on or have you touch on a couple things. One is I saw that you had some opposition on the city council as to bringing forth your own articles of impeachment, which I applaud you for doing. But if you could talk about not only the opposition that you faced and why and what their arguments were, you know, against you doing what you had done, and any problems that you've run into since then. But if you could tell us a little bit about Arcata, my girlfriend is aware of it, and she says it's a very beautiful place. She's had friends that have gone up there, and, you know, you could tell us a little bit about Arcata, and then we'll look to take, and we've got John in Oklahoma. We'll take his call after you cover these couple topics real quick. But the other thing is if you can touch on flyers, bumper stickers, and something that an earlier caller had brought up is how they're trying to segregate the population so that we can't get the information of what's really going on out there. And if you could touch on those real quick, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, well, I'll start with Arcata. It's a town of 16,000 on the north coast of California. We're right on the coast, and we also are in the middle of the Redwood country. So it is a very beautiful place. We have Humboldt State University is in Arcata. And it's known as a progressive community, but it's also known as a community that throughout its history has often stood up for national and international issues and you know, made statements about things that are outside of the boundaries of Arcata itself. We did have a 3-2 vote on this resolution to impeach Bush and Cheney, and the The mayor made a very interesting statement. He read from the Constitution and said that it was not up to us in the city to be talking about impeaching Bush, but that it came from the Congress, which, of course, is where impeachment would actually come from. We were merely recommending that the Congress look into impeachment and demanding that they do so. But then he said that he said that Congress has the right to impeach, and this is not a spectator sport. And that just made me almost jump up in anger and dismay, because when he says that this is not, I guess he meant government or politics, but being a spectator sport, having spectator involvement, that's what the definition of democracy is. We cannot.
Right, so he's kind of like misquoting.
Right. We cannot sit by and watch, you know, our government, bury the Constitution. We have to stand up. We have to be heard. Our voices need to be heard when our Constitution is under attack. And I think that's the basis of our, that's the basis of what we're doing. And, I think it's probably time to take a caller on that, you know.
Well, no, real quick, though, but because you touch on an important point, is that how does Congress know what they're supposed to be doing, whether it's articles of impeachment or anything else, unless they hear from the people, like you, city council members, and or your populace, as to what they want, what they need, what is going on? Do you have issues like in New Orleans, with Katrina and everything else that's happened? Not only the issues of the catastrophe that happened, but why it happened and how to prevent it in the future. You know, to some extent, we don't have the technology to stop or prevent hurricanes yet. Some believe that we do, but we do have the technology to build a better levee and properly maintain and repair it. We have the Army Corps of Engineers and others, many public servants and others. But there's issues that where that money was absconded and misspent or hidden and not applied to what it was intended for was for proper repairs and maintenance to the levees.
And then, and we also have the ability to build a better democracy. And part of that involves...
Hear, hear.
That involves getting through the media blockade. And, so we can all write our letters to our congresspeople. We should continue to do that. Send emails, send letters, make phone calls. But there's more power when a town or any group of people, a union, bands together, passes a resolution and says, this is not just, a letter from five people or from one individual. This is a letter representing 16,000 people, and we're saying enough of this. We want our Constitution back. And I think that's what the meaning of a city resolution is an ability to make our voices heard a little bit louder over the rumbles, over the continual noise of the media, which doesn't do anything but report the government point of view these days, with the exception of shows like your own.
Well, and you are the local statesman. You are the next level. You're supposed to take all those rumblings of the people and articulate them to the next level and say, look, and because in our country, supposedly, the power is supposed to arise from the people, not the other way down from a I don't even want to say a feudal empire or, a king. Supposedly, the people are supposed to rule. But you bring up an important point in Howard Zinn's Voices of the People's History of the United States. I've had him on the show before. Great man. He's written a bunch of books, at least 20 or so. He's a professor of history, and I'm sure you've probably heard of Howard Zinn.
Great historian, yes.
And well, in this most recent book that he's done with Anthony Arnov, and Anthony's been on the show too, is that in there he lays out much of this is not, it's not his writing, it's not his words. He's taken the work of union members and associations and others who did draft documents even in revolutionary time in the 1700s. And pass them to Congress and the other statesmen saying, look, enough is enough, and demanded change. We'll get into more of this after the break, and we'll look towards taking a caller. 800-313-9443. Stick with us, Dave.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
All right, we're back. This is In the Zone with your host, Eric Schein, and Dave Meester from City Council in Arcata. Dave, real quick, let me redirect, and then we'll take a caller, and maybe you can work in some comments in. We'll see what his questions or comments are. But, again, back to the issue of segregation, where they're trying to segregate the population to some level and degree as far as not only we not being able to get our opinion out, but also not being able to get the truth out about depleted uranium and all these other issues of flyers, articles of impeachment like you guys have brought forward, which I commend you for doing. I mean, that takes a lot of guts to speak your mind, especially nowadays. But also that, you know, the same things that were carried on during the Vietnam War, whether they be flyers, you know, I mean, people grew their hair long, all kinds of other stuff that was going on as far as dissent, that we really need to use the old school methods of word of mouth, shaking hands, getting the word out, informing people of not just like, you know, what you guys are up to with the articles of impeachment that you passed, which, again, I commend you for, and don't downplay what you've done or minimize it, but also of really trying to educate as many people as you possibly can on a daily basis. And if you can also go a little bit deeper into the opposition and problems that you've had, you mentioned about the mayor, but have you guys been harassed or have people been applauding what you've done? Let me go hold that thought real quick and try to work this in, but we'll go to John in Oklahoma. John, are you there?
Hello.
John?
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, go ahead real quick. Did you have a question for Dave or did you want to bring something up?
Yeah, I had a question for Dave. All right. I have a question for you.
Be nice. Be nice.
I am. I'm being trying to be nice. All right. Now then, how does he feel? I would like to hear his comments on the Second Amendment rights to bear the right to own and bear arms in certain cities in California. Now then, they're passed a law, I think, in San Francisco or San Diego or whatever. But anyway, they passed a law against carrying sidearms. Now then, I think this is ridiculous because you have the right under the Constitution, the Second Amendment, that you have the right to bear arms. Now then, I would like to hear his comments on that.
Can you take your answer off the air?
I don't know. Sometimes I've got a little bitty radio, so I don't know.
Okay, well, hold on, go ahead, Dave.
I'll address that. I do support the Second Amendment. I think it's every bit as important as the other amendments. I do have concerns about the illegal use of handguns, but I think that we all have the right to own guns and to use them responsibly. And I'll just leave it at that.
Hear, hear. I agree with that. Does that give you enough of an answer?
Sometimes those people down south, I guess from him, or up north, I don't know where our
exactly,
city is.
California, yeah.
Well, sometimes those guys are a little...
too peaceful?
No, outrageous.
Okay, well, I don't think he is. Let me go ahead and go to Joe in Mass, and Dave,
thank
if you want to continue. Thanks a lot. Joe, are you there?
Yes.
What? Go ahead. Do you have a question, comment, or...
Yeah, I think he misunderstood the man saying this is not a spectator sport. That sounds like a compliment to me.
I think he actually misquoted.
He's agreeing. He's agreeing.
Well, Dave was there. Dave, what do you think? I mean, the mayor was against the articles?
Yeah, you know, actually, I think I misquoted him and said spectator sport. I think what he said was this is not a time for audience participation. So I misquoted the mayor, and thank you for making that clearer, because you're right, spectator sport would have been an apt saying. So
I apologize for misquoting our mayor.
He said, this is not a time for audience participation, as if somehow in a democracy we're all sitting in an audience watching the play take place on the stage. And, you know, we need to get active, and thank you for pointing out that I misspoke there.
Have you guys replaced your mayor yet?
No, we haven't. And, you know, that's another issue. You know, one thing you said, if I can just jump in on what you said about, you know, trying to get the message out and flyers and all that. One thing about this is that when a town does something like this, and I encourage people who know city council members in towns to approach them and see if they'd be interested in doing similar things. But when we pass this, it does wake up the media a little bit. I did an interview on Fox News. It was terrible. They made us look really bad.
Yeah,
and,
jumped all over you.
All the kinds of things you can imagine. But at the same time, whether or not they jumped all over us and whether or not they made us look bad, it did get the message out, and there's now however many more million people out there who know that this town in California did pass a resolution to call for the impeachment of the president and vice president. And that's one thing I think we need to do is to find ways to use the media that is out there to get the message out that people are rebelling against the assaults on our Constitution.
Well, and even Vermont, they've had hearings towards secession, which, you know, it's like, wow, you know, people don't realize, and they're not covering much of this in mainstream media because they don't want people to realize. Or say, yeah, you know what, I'm pissed too, and I think this is wrong. I think the issues of depleted uranium are wrong. I think the dissolution of our Constitution and, most importantly, our Bill of Rights, let alone our country and all of our public assets and trusts, enrages me, and I want to do something about it.
And it should bother all of us that if you happen to have an uncle, say, in an Arab country that you talk to every week on the telephone, it should bother people that that telephone conversation may be listened into just because of his last name or his ethnicity.
But you can have rogue agents or individuals out there now because there's no oversight who are listening in. And I gave the example of, like, say, Warren Buffett or Bill Gates or somebody, and they're saying, hey, whoa, they're coming out with this new product, dude, buy Microsoft. And then they spread it out to all their friends and family or whatever to buy Microsoft. And then all of a sudden, which, you know, most people know it's a pretty strong stock anyways, but if you have insider trading information, what is the value or worth of the stock market or anything else for that matter without, you know, these absolutes of privacy and privilege?
One of my biggest concerns is the assault on the Fourth Amendment and the fact that, you know, I want not only my papers, my documents, and my conversations to be secure from anybody listening in on them, especially the government. And that's
right.
That's just kind of the bottom line for me, and I think it should really, a recent poll, you know, showed that over 50% of Americans believe that it was illegal what the president did.
Which stealing the election in 2000 or stealing the election in 2004 or the Diebold issues or depleted uranium or the war in Iraq and Afghanistan or what issue are you talking about?
Well, specifically the NSA spying.
The list has gone so long.
No, you're right to make the list, and, you know, including false pretenses for going to war and leading us into a war that never had to happen. I mean, it's one thing to go to war if we're actually under attack, and that's permitted under our Constitution, that's permitted under international law, and obviously if you're attacked, you can attack back. But to attack a country just because you think that they might be thinking about someday doing something to a friend of yours is not a reason to go to war.
No, that's Minority Report. That's having a bunch of drug-addled individuals sitting in, like, sensory deprivation tanks trying to, like, envision the future and then planning your reactions and actions off of it. I don't know if you saw the movie or read the book, but, you know, it's so Orwellian and so scary in its nature. And forget about the, what do they call it, for the slippery slope or the chilling effect. I think we're pretty well chilled right now, the entire nation. And if they don't see that what's going on is identical to what happened in the 1920s and 1930s.
Mm-hmm. Well, and clearly what, you know, the war in Iraq is about two things. It's about oil and it's about strategic position for U.S. bases.
About one world government.
Yeah, well, and yeah, one world empire, let's call it, under the United States.
True. Right. Real quick, Dave, let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Tom, you there? Tom. Can you hear me? Hello, Tom.
Can you hear me?
Tom, yeah, can you hear me?
Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Listen, I have a point that I don't think anybody has brought up yet. When the leader of Germany during World War II invaded a sovereign country and continued to do so, the world mobilized against Germany and went after this dictator. What's to prevent the world from mobilizing against the United States other than the Mideastern people?
What makes you think that they're not?
That's what I'm saying. No, nobody has addressed this. I never heard somebody address this.
Well, human nature does not change, and one thing that these guys want, and I think the rest of the world is starting to realize, is that they want perpetual war. They want war throughout the Middle East. They want to, not just go after Syria and Iran and other nation states, but they eventually want war with China.
Right. Well, I think you could be right. I think the point the gentleman's making is that at some point the world may have had enough of the imperial designs of the United States, and we'll actually find ourselves facing opposition on our efforts to invade other countries.
But see, that's what's so scary, and you draw the parallel to Nazi Germany, and what is so scary is that we find ourselves in this very same position to where what they will use next is this fervor for nationalism to build up our United States Merchant Marine, which is all but gone, to build up our, to rebuild our military again, to rebuild the infrastructure again under these warlike, warlike situation or parameters, to where all labor laws out the door, all contractual laws out the door, all constitutional and even human rights laws are out the door, to where global gulag, whether it's just here in the United States or even abroad, because some of the human rights violations that we allow a lot of our corporations to carry out are just, you know, horrendous, is pretty scary. And if you look at the parallels and what's going on here truly in the United States and what went on in Nazi Germany prior to the rest of the world saying enough is enough and, you know, putting a stop to it, we find ourselves in a position where we have become, to some extent, now Nazi Germany, and China has become somehow the next, you know, United States. And that's just bizarre. I mean, that's just like,
Oh, I think I also like to go back to the, and this is a book that Howard Zinn was involved in publishing, was The First American Revolution by Ray Raphael.
Right.
And it's part of the Zinn series. And it talks about how in 1772 and 3 in rural Massachusetts, the towns there, the rural towns, had actually already thrown the British out. They had thrown all the British governors out. They had said, you know, you either renounce your rule over us or you're out of here and we'll burn your house down. And they had taken over. They had successfully carried out a revolution in rural Massachusetts before the shot heard around the world was ever fired.
And nailed it right on the head, because as soon as the people start to circle the wagons against anyone in their local community who is under attack from either state or federal government, especially if it's unlawful and they're going after this person because of, you know, political designs or whatever, or because they're a whistleblower, they back off. They have always backed off because they know what they're doing is wrong. And whenever the family of the individual or the community of the individual starts to circle the wagons, and you can see this even in many of Zinn's works, I think it's in the Voices of the People's History of the United States, there's a lot of excerpts from history to where the local people circle the wagons to protect their own, and this goes to like a more community-based, you know, system of rights and protections, the federal and or state government backed off and pulled out. And you can see this going on not only in agriculture, you can see it going on in Latin America, you can see it going on throughout the world, to where the corporations, and this is why they're doing what they're doing, they're on the run. They're under fire. I mean, you can see even in Niger, local teenagers are taking on Royal Dutch Shell.
Exactly. And I think that you know, it's really a failure of imagination on our part if we don't realize the strength that we have in our communities. And that's why, you know, I'm proud of Arcata, where we've passed an ordinance which prohibits prohibits our management employees from voluntarily cooperating with federal agents in any unconstitutional portions of the Patriot Act. We've come out for the withdrawal of all troops from both Iraq and Afghanistan, and we're calling for the impeachment of Bush and Cheney. And what we're saying is one locality and many other localities, there are 400 cities and towns across the country that have passed resolutions against the Patriot Act.
Exactly.
And that's been one of the elements that has kept the Patriot Act from expanding and is holding it right now hostage to a Congress that we very much hope lets the worst portions of it expire. And that's certainly something where people ought to get on the horn to their legislators this week and say, let those, let the spying on libraries expire, let the searches without a warrant expire, let the sneak and peek expire, because these are elements that we, you know, have no place in a free society. And because of towns speaking out over the last several years, 400 of them across the country, including New York and Chicago. I mean, imagine New York, where the attacks of 9/11 actually came, the city that suffered the most from those attacks, and they have passed a resolution saying that the Patriot Act is unconstitutional and goes way too far. That speaks for the popular support for the Constitution and for maintaining our freedoms and our civil liberties.
Hear, hear, again. I have to say that because the newspaper at the Academy, and it is a somewhat antiquated saying, but the newspaper at the Academy that I was the editor-in-chief of at Kings Point was entitled Hear, Hear.
Uh-huh.
And things like that that I totally agree with, I have to chime in and say hear, hear. Let's go to Roger in Kansas real quick, where I think we're coming up real quick on a break, but let's see if we can squeak Roger in from Kansas. Roger, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for this opportunity.
Thank you for calling in.
Sure. I'm the chairman of the Kansas 10th Amendment Society.
Roger, I hear the music. Stick with us. We'll get to you on the other side of the commercial break, okay? Sorry about that. 800-313-9443. We have Dave Meserve on the line, and we'll get back to Roger right after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey everyone, we're back. This is In the Zone with Eric Schein, our guest Dave Meserve, and Roger, you're on the line, and if we can get through this real quick, we're short on time, so go ahead, Roger.
Okay, well, basically I wanted to address
You introduce yourself as to you're the chair of something?
I'm the Kansas 10th Amendment Society chairman, And we presented, I presented a copy of the Anti-Patriot Act resolution from that you spoke of earlier to the Kansas legislation in Sedgwick County. And the latest state to go against that was Colorado. Hopefully Kansas will make that move too. What I wanted to speak to was like this circle the wagons, rural Massachusetts, and the history of the United States. Is I'm thinking the reason why the feds and the states back off when the people start moving is because they're afraid they're going to sleep awaken the sleeping giant to its most fundamental political power, which is not merely requesting legislators to do such things, but actually instructing them to do so. And that's
or tar and feather in them like they used to do back in the day.
Right. Well, you see, if the people come to know, John Stuart Mill recognizes, the people come to believe they have the power to actually instruct the representatives what to do in office, then there is no power that can stand against them. And British political philosophers, I believe it was Hume, didn't like this because he stated that if ever people came to believe they had the power to instruct their representatives, there would be no monarchy left in the world. Oh, no, everything would be a true republic. So this is a fundamental political power of the people, and it is written into our laws if people understand it. In Kansas, in the actual Constitution, that the people can instruct their representatives, and that means they have to obey those instructions if the majority of the people speak, because that's the nature of representative government. So,
right.
I just wanted to bring that to the attention, and now the states also have the power to instruct their U.S. senators in Congress. If the people
right.
came to know this power and start employing it, what it would do immediately, whether they had wise decisions in their instructions or not, it would decentralize power and put the power back in the hands of the people.
But to some extent, too, the representatives do have the authority and the ability to if the people want beer, free beer on every Friday night and have the government pay for it, mm-hmm. at some point the government has to say, well, that's going too far, guys. You know,
we're not asking for free beer here. We're asking for a free country.
What I'm saying is if the popular demand is so outrageous because the masses have been, you know, like even now in California, they're arguing against national health care or even medical benefits for mandated against employers who have 50 or more employees, which
right.
is absurd. I mean, the people are voting against their own best interest, and
right.
at some point, the statesmen are supposed to realize this, and they're supposed to argue against it and inform the masses, say, no, don't you understand that what you're voting against is your own benefit?
Well,
let me tell you and let me explain, like Dave is doing and like you are doing.
Right.
Well, yeah,
you know,
and I just want to say here to Roger there and really good luck in Kansas, and also let people know that there is a Patriot Act resolution before the state legislature in California this week. And so anybody, any California listeners out there, please call your representatives and ask them to vote for SJR 10.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, sir. Really appreciate the call. Let me real quick see. I don't think we're going to be able to squeeze this in. Linda in Wisconsin is calling, and let me just get her on the line to say hi, see if she can squeeze something out. But let me, www.rbnlive.com. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. If you can support the network or support the show, we appreciate it. Linda, are you there? I hear the music, so we're getting up. Dave, go ahead and throw out any last comments.
Well, I just want to encourage everybody to have faith in the country.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.